It's Morning Edition on KQED. I'm Brian Watt. Many biotech companies in South San Francisco held their money with the now failed Silicon Valley Bank. It's known for incubating startups. In fact, the bank claimed to have relationships with nearly half of the country's biotech companies. The federal government has guaranteed all deposits, but that's not the end of the story, as KQED health correspondent Leslie McClurg reports.
I'm here.
Paul Hastings squeezed in a quick call with me while he was traveling.
Yes, sir. I'm just arriving at the airport, which will have Wi-Fi, so when I get out of this car.
He's the president and CEO of Nkarta, a cell therapy company in South San Francisco. And he's been on the go since last Thursday when he first heard that Silicon Valley Bank, or SVB, may fail.
Oh, my goodness. It was like a hurricane of thoughts about what's going to happen here. And oh, my God, we have to fix this, right?
His company had $350 million in SVB. Last Friday, Hastings had no access to that money.
And then on Monday,
while in the back of a taxi,
and I get an unknown caller call.
The call was from another bank, a custodian of SVB. They were calling to wire Hastings' money over immediately. And it arrived just in time for his company to make payroll on Tuesday. Similar stories echoed all across the biotech sector. Rob Chess is chairman of Nektar Therapeutics, and he teaches at Stanford Business School.
Like, it was a flash collapse that vanished.
Chess is deeply relieved the government guaranteed all deposits.
But there's still a lot of overhang. You know, so there's sort of a hassle factor.
Because companies are still scrambling to set up accounts with new banks and organize new payroll systems. And then over the long term, it could be much harder for startups to borrow money.
Who are we going to negotiate with? Silicon Valley was both the most sophisticated and, frankly, the easiest to deal with, and they were the leaders in the field. So it removes a capital source for many companies.
He says some businesses will likely have to pull back on projects and take fewer risks.
And it also means that some companies may end up failing.
But he says overall, SVB's demise will only marginally impact biotech. Deepak Gupta agrees.
This is a blip.
Gupta is a venture capitalist. And he works at Berkeley Haas School of Business, helping graduate students land funding for startups. He says life sciences are incredibly robust right now.
And I think it's very exciting times in biotech.
He points to AI, machine learning, DNA sequencing, gene therapy. All of these new innovations are making incredible headway. And they will continue to draw funding. But it's not just about the money. SVB played a critical role in the ecosystem of ambitious ideas.
They knew all the VCs. They did tons of events in the Bay Area, right? It's all about networking and warm introduction. That's going to be heavily missed because I think Silicon Valley Bank did a great job with that.
The big question is whether other banks will step into that role and fund startups on the razor edge of technology. I'm Leslie McClurg, KQED News.